This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Brought to you by Quick Assist. Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, let's get into Around the NFL, which is brought to you by Quick Assist. Your no-hassle solution to reselling your tickets across every marketplace. Download Quick Assist from your app store today. That's Quick Assist. Quick Assist, your ticket everywhere. And we begin by talking about the New Orleans Saints. They have a different starting quarterback. Derek Carr has an oblique injury, and so that's going to keep him out. He's been ruled out for multiple games now after he sustained that injury against the Chiefs. And so stepping into his stead, not Jake Haener, who handled the business in mopping up the game after he got injured. No, it will be Spencer Rattler, the rookie out of, South Carolina. He had previously been at Oklahoma as well.
Yeah.
And so Jake Haener went 2 for 7 for 17 yards in the closing minutes, and I guess maybe they looked around. But the Saints will let Rattler go play and see what he can do, according to Dennis Allen. That was a direct quote. And so Spencer Rattler is going to get out here, and he's fifth-round pick out of South Carolina, and he looked kind of nice in preseason. Like, there might be a little bit of something there, and that was the thing about Spencer Rattler.
Yeah.
He has, like, the high plays, just can you have that consistently? But, I mean, when it comes to the Saints, they want to see if they can get a little something out of him. It seems like an experiment of sorts.
And we got Saints fans all over the greater Houston area, as a lot of people already know. And we actually had a fantasy football question come in, which we normally don't talk fantasy football.
Because nobody cares about your fantasy.
Because nobody cares about your team. They only care about my team. But
not your team. Everybody cares about their own team.
Yes. With the Saints changing quarterbacks and Nico out, I'm trying to decide if I should start Tank over Shaheed. The correct answer is none of the above. The correct answer is get Chris Olave on your squad.
Dude, it's different. I make it a key point. When he's in, get him the ball. It's that simple.
That's Spencer Rattler.
Okay, so Olave is going to get the...
He hasn't gotten a lot of touches.
I would do that. Chris Olave is really good at football.
Yeah.
I personally would still go with Shaheed as well. Shaheed is very valuable to that offense, really good player. But either way, I am interested in seeing that game where they'll welcome in the Bucs. And that Bucs defense can be a little tough at times.
How about Rattler? Yeah, I'm going to throw it to him. I'm going to throw it to that dude.
Sometimes you don't got to make it too difficult, especially as a young guy coming into this. Let's keep this thing simple and see if we can make some things shake. So I'm really interested. That upped the interest for me. Mm-hmm. Not saying that I did not have any level of interest in Bucs Saints, but I think as a division game, I think that that raises the interest for me just to see what Spencer Rattler brings to the table out there. Some other things that are happening around the NFL. I just looked at this. Apparently, Bears ownership, George McCaskey, and I guess chairman of the Bears, I guess is the way to say, he confirmed that the team had a pursuit of Tom Brady in 2020.
Brady said it last week, right?
Yeah, yeah. And yeah. Brady said it, and of course, during week four, in fact, so I guess, yeah, a week, more than a week ago at this point, on the broadcast, he said that the Bears were very stealth in their recruitment of him. And George McCaskey agreed. He said, well, that seems like ancient history at this point, but I do remember we were interested in pursuing him. It didn't work out for us. Worked out great for him in Tampa.
Man, and how things could have been different.
I mean, I guess once Tom has already said it, you have to, I mean, I don't know that denying or whatever, or, you know, kind of moving away from it is anything. But if you're a Bears fan, how sick do you have to be?
I think any fan that hears that.
Yeah, but Bears in particular. Like, who was the last great Bears quarterback?
Jay Cutler?
That's saying a lot, man.
Do you want to use great's generous?
I was like, do you want to use the word great? That's saying a
lot. Great's generous.
Because even the one that people always point to is Jim McMahon, and
he wasn't great,
and he wasn't great either.
Yeah.
Right? Like they just as a history for them, quarterbacks has
Rex
been a
Grossman.
Oh
yeah,
God,
yeah, the Grossman. So like the idea that you could have had Tom Brady, and especially like maybe at that time, some of us possibly on this show might have called Brady washed at that moment. But now you see exactly what he went and did in Tampa. You're like, man, that could have been the Chicago Bears, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
But
don't Google, helpful hint, don't Google greatest Bears quarterback.
Ooh, okay, but
what's
you already have
Justin
now,
Fields.
So.
Sid Luckman. Sid Luckman
That's
is on the
names.
List.
That's one of the names that comes up.
Also on the name, Jim Harbaugh is on the list.
Ooh, boy. again, we are really stretching the word great there, aren't we?
We're talking about Ugly here, man. It is ugly.
It's kind of impressive, though, because they did have a run in the 80s.
But how are you an NFL franchise since the NFL started?
Never had a franchise quarterback.
Like since the beginning of NFL time, and the list, I'm looking at them right now, list of American football quarterbacks, Chicago Bears, Cordell Stewart, I mean, Jay Cutler, Sid Luckman, Jim McMahon, Jim Harbaugh,
and that
Rex Grossman.
Pittsburgh, Cordell Stewart.
Good gravy. Nick Foles, he was a Bear at one point.
For a very short period.
Yeah, I think he got paid because of that Super Bowl.
Steve Walsh.
Yeah, shout out to the 281 who said, from Chicago, raised in Houston, go Texans. That's crazy that you have had a better quarterbacking situation in the short tenure of the Houston Texans than the Chicago Bears.
The correct answer is Sid Luckman, by the way.
That is tough. Mm-hmm. That is tough. And you could have had Tom Brady. Wow, yeah. That's what a gut punch from 4 years ago. Hey, Caleb Williams, right? Like that's got to be, maybe that's the reason why it's the one silver lining is that doesn't come out till at least you have some hope on the horizon.
Caleb. I mean, good thing it didn't happen last year. This news didn't come out last year.
Oh my gosh.
There have been things on fire out there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts. equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Another place where we talk about a lawsuit being settled, man, this is interesting. I've been following this for a while. Jim Trotter, finally he settled his racial discrimination lawsuit with the NFL, or I guess you'd say that the other way. NFL settled with Jim Trotter after a year, over a year, in fact, when Trotter sued the league. So he joined The Athletic in May of 2023 after he was released from our NFL Network did not renew his contract. And he said that it was in retaliation for him speaking out about the NFL's lack of diversity and then challenging Roger Goodell on the topic, which you could very much remember, especially like the Roger Goodell.
Those Super Bowl press conferences?
Press conferences.
Every year.
And Jim Trotter, that man be standing up there like, hey, man, what's happening with this? Why does it look the way that it does? And
Roger Goodell would look so uncomfortable. I guess I got to go to Trotter.
I imagine most people would be in those situations. But eventually it has now been resolved. And he said, quote, Trotter did. I'm proud to have the opportunity to help HBCU students achieve their goals and dreams, just as scholarships afforded me those opportunities when I was a student at Howard University. And he says that because the NFL has agreed to make a donation in support of a scholarship foundation that Trotter will be creating with I imagine, some, if not all, of the settlement money that he gets.
This is a good old-fashioned win-win. Clearly he gets something that is important to him. Maybe not the changes that he wants, but he gets something that is important to him, and the NFL doesn't have to talk about it. NFL doesn't have to talk about it.
And what's funny, with the NFL, I do believe that as a league, and this is why I'm very very big on, let's make sure we know who we're talking about when we say the NFL, because that can mean a lot of things. Mm-hmm. The league office, I do believe, actually is a lot more invested in progress in these ways. I think that whether it's Goodell or some of the people that he's hired underneath him, what have you, they are invested in it. If you look at the people that work there, it is a little bit more diverse than you would probably imagine. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the initiatives that the NFL is supporting with the cash, you'd be surprised at the things that they're doing. And then,
but they're still owners.
When you talk about NFL team owners,
they're still owners.
That's a different thing. It's a little bit different. This was always interesting to see. And I guess the resolution is probably about as good as you can get without.
That's what I'm saying. Kind of a win-win from their perspective as a league. And from his perspective.
All right, so other things going on around the NFL. The Jets saga continues, and with Olbrich, the interim head coach is the word I wanted to use. he is the defense coordinator as well, and he has made the decision. Yeah, that Nathaniel Hackett will still not be the play caller going forward. Todd Downing will indeed call plays. That was the news of the morning. And that I found that to be fascinating because it's
somebody seemed, lost their job trying to change
Olbrich,
play caller.
Has
right?
Olbrich tried his key card yet? Does his key card still work?
Can you fire the interim before he coaches the game?
His little fob? Is it? Oh man, I can't. This door don't open. I don't know. Part of the story here is, I guess it wasn't about Nathaniel Hackett. With Robert Saleh.
Which raises even more questions because if it really was that the team just did not look good enough this early into the season, like what did you feel shifted so greatly from there to from the beginning of the season till 5 weeks in? It really is just fascinating, and maybe this points to something I like to talk about a lot when it comes to NFL teams and such as organizational competence often determines a lot of victory and those types of things, and the Jets organizationally have not been a competent one for a while.
The Jets organization is a mess, but I honestly, in a weird way, don't think that had anything to do with this. I think this is simple human raw emotion. I don't like that guy, said Aaron Rodgers. Cool, we'll fire him.
Well, Aaron Rodgers vehemently disagrees with that.
Well, we'll get to that buy or sell.
That description of, will we?
Yeah, okay, we will.
So should I not play this audio right this
no,
moment?
No, go ahead, play the audio.
Well, this is Aaron Rodgers, who he takes umbrage with that characterization of how Robert Saleh got fired.
As far as any of the ridiculous allegations out there, I'm not going to spend more than one sentence in response to it, and that is that I resent any of those accusations because they're patently false. And it's interesting the amount of power that people think that I have, which I don't. But I love Robert, and it was, you know, one of those days yesterday.
Five sentences, but
I knew you. I knew as soon as he said, "I'll say it in one sentence." I was like, "Lopez is counting as we speak."
Five sentences, but he loves him. I guess is what he loves him,
and he doesn't have that kind of power.
Put a pin in that.
It's not like we
start thinking about it, Figgy. Start thinking about it.
Aaron, we can see you.
Yeah.
We saw the reporting of the fact that you handed them a list of wide receivers, and magically, all of a sudden, wide receivers started popping
up. We saw
up.
You push the dude away from you. Like, get out of my face. We saw it.
Yeah. All right, dog. If you say so. Man. One of the reasons why Aaron Rodgers is up there when we talk about hated players in sports. All right. That's Around the NFL here in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us on this Thursday, getting involved with the program on the text line, YouTube, and Twitch, all of the above. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including the major damage that's been done by Hurricane Milton and retirement. We'll talk about that and more next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.